You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Football card collecting and investing. You know the deal. His name is Andy. My name is Carter, and it is official. We are going to the National. Comment down below if you are going. And we're going to get people on here eventually that have actually gone for many a years. It has been over a decade since I've been when I went 3 years in a row. But Andy, we're super pumped up about it. Let's go. Andy to the Chi-Town, the quest. Let's do it.
Yep. Time to take some of my collection on the road. Probably bring a lot of stuff in my box. I think there's a lot of trading activity from the folks that I've talked to that have been to the National and other big card shows. A lot of trading, a lot of dealers looking to buy stuff off you, make some cash transactions, and also hunt through those skill position value bins that they've got. See if you can't find yourself some nice, rare, skill position players on the low that you know, based on your experience on eBay, that you can flip for a nice little profit.
Yeah, we're trying to talk as many questers into going. Look, there are a ton of great shows. You don't have to just go to the National. Dallas Card Show was this past weekend. And look, there's all different types of shows. So if you can't make it to the National, go to your local show. It's all the fun in the world when you actually get to see everything. Now, Andy and I do some prep before we get going. We're going to talk about the rookie premiere. But Andy, did you know that I am parting ways with my favorite card ever? This, to go to the National, this Drew Brees 1/1 game used jersey, Saints game used jersey from 2007. So it was from his first year in a Saints uniform. I am moving this card so I can go to the National. So we want everybody to at least think about making that leap. But Andy, the rookie premiere, it's going down, baby. It was this past weekend. Michael Rubin was there. He had a Quavo concert. Do you know who Quavo is, Andy?
Quavo? Isn't that like Jose Quavo? Jose Cuervos? Isn't that a tequila brand?
No. Kind of close, but not really. Quavo is a member of Migos, right? One of the biggest rappers alive. So they did, obviously, Andy, I'm sure you saw the rookie premiere. I'm sure there was some tequila drink this past weekend with Michael Rubin doing this big thing. And Andy, you saw some of the videos. I saw some of the videos. It was very interesting, to say the least.
Yeah, man, it really was. I actually pulled up a screenshot you sent me because we're talking about some of the biggest takeaways from the rookie premiere. And this was posted by Card Collector 2, man, one of the studs in the hobby right there. And he's got his picture with Bijan and stuff. And I think it's really interesting on the people that they invited to the rookie event, and then also the Fanatics exclusive deals and the guys that appeared to be signing cards for Fanatics. But it's this is such an interesting deal with Fanatics, right? Because I know we're going to talk about them purchasing PWCC and kind of them inching their way further into the hobby, creeping their way in to the football card space here with these exclusive deals. But I also, like, if you just go onto the Panini America website, man, you can see these guys,
right?
You know, signing cards. They got Anthony Richardson and JSN and Stetson Bennett signing cards. So there's AR right there signing an Origins. It also blows me away of how early they've got Origins cards printed. You can see he's right in the Colts uniform, photoshopped in a Colts uniform already. It's pretty wild, man.
Yeah, so look, Card Collector 2 is one of my favorite content creators. I would be very, cautious when you look at any blanket statements as we transition into this Fanatics era, right? I am someone that's given Fanatics a lot of my business, right? I like Fanatics. I like a lot of the things that they do. Michael Rubin's a big inspiration to me, right? He was a go-getter, and now, you know, he's owned a team and has lived his dream. And look, I like what Fanatics has done so far for the hobby. I really have enjoyed it. So, look, we don't know exactly who's all going to be signing what exclusive deals are for who. But, Andy, one thing I will say is Fanatics is getting most of the A-listers in pretty much all sports, right? You saw what Michael Rubin did with Victor Wembanyama in France. You see what he's done with a lot of the A-list athletes. He had Tom Brady speak to the rookie quarterbacks not too long ago at a private setting with Travis Scott, who, of course, a lot of these younger players grew up listening to. So it's going to be a very interesting transition. And it looks as if, for me, Andy, Panini products are still being signed. So we'll see what all sets. I would love to have Card Collector 2 on to share what he actually meant by that. But for right now, as you see CJ and a lot of these other players, and this is JSN in the background, they're signing. And I'm really looking forward to all this new product.
Yeah, I am too. I checked the release dates. You've got two collegiate draft picks product coming out in June, both of which I think are going to be super hot because one of them is Select Draft Picks, and Select has really changed the way that the here it is right here. It's really changed the way that the field levels look. This is the new field level design right here in the middle, Carter. Okay. And I think that's a very different look than what we've seen right in the past. It's also going to be the same field level look that the pro uniform select cards that are getting ready to come out here in just 2 weeks are going to have as well. So it's interesting, the timing. There's a lot of new products. Optic 2022, end of May. And then Select on June 9th. And then you're going to have these draft pick products, Chronicles draft picks, and then Select draft picks towards the end of June. So very interesting timing. It's going to be a busy summer for new football card products.
I'm a big field level fan, right? As you know, Andy, one of my grail cards is the Ja'Marr Chase Zebra field level, right, from this last year. So I do like the conformity with the college and pro uniform in the same card designs. So I'm really looking forward to it. So let's start with this. Type Y for yes, type N for no. You are like more excited than normal for these new product releases from Panini. Type Y for yes, type N for no in the chat. So obviously, Andy, we always start off with a few things from us. If you're listening to this on a podcast form on YouTube, we go live every Tuesday at 1:30 Central. So let's actually get to a few of these comments really quickly. Let's start with Stephen FL. He says, I stopped going to my local card shops here in Florida, overcharging, still trying to price gouge. Yes, some shops, Andy, do price stuff very, very, very high, and it can be very discouraging for people in the hobby.
Yeah, and it's wild that a card shop owner would try and continue to take advantage when there's all this information at our fingertips. You see, I mean, I could go to eBay. I could comp exactly what he's selling in the store. I can go to Blowout Cards. I go to Steel City Collectibles. I can be patient, wait for them to have stuff go on sale. I can also pre-order, but I'm getting that stuff at, you know, base retail prices. I'm not having to pay an extra 50% for what? Just to buy it from an actual card shop? Do I feel that the card shop is going to increase my chances of getting a nice card? Not necessarily. I mean, really, I mean, I think it's still probably a coin flip or less. You know, it's like playing roulette, trying to get, you know, get a big hit, especially out of retail blaster boxes, and especially after the product's been out for a couple months, like we talked about. So it's like, I don't understand these card shop owners that are still trying to price gouge cards. It really just doesn't make a whole lot of smart business sense anymore.
It doesn't, but look, your location also matters. It is amazing how many, like, when I go to a local card shop, I don't mind sitting in there for hours. I don't mind looking at cases for hours. I mean, I'd buy any of the higher end stuff, but you do see a lot of casuals go in there and pay the high end just for a box so they can give it to little Timmy for Christmas. I saw a soccer mom pay $60 for a blaster for Score roughly 2 years ago when, as you know, Andy, that box is 20, 25, 30 bucks. So it is very, very, very interesting. Let's go to Hector's comment here. He is a longtime supporter of the live stream. I'm looking forward to future Fanatics innovation and fixing current hobby complaints. And Andy, I'm just going to continue here. I am a Ruben fanatic. I just like this guy a lot. One thing he has specifically said in interviews is how much he hates redemptions. Now, I don't know how he completely eradicates it because, you know, sometimes players don't want to sign, but it is very interesting.
Man, and that is bittersweet because I finally figured out the secret to redemptions. It's not to actually try and redeem the card. It's to exchange them for Panini rewards points and then buy something off their website. Because all these guys that we just showed that are going to the rookie premiere, they're going to have stuff exclusive from Panini that you can only buy with rewards points coming out real soon on their website. So it's like, man, that is bittersweet. But I mean, what a terrible process. It's just like the grading process when you had to submit to PSA and you had to wait 6 months to get your card back. That is just, oh, such a painful delayed gratification process whenever you put in the time and the legwork to get that card initially. So it's like, if they could figure out a way to have a more consistent redemption process to where it's more timely and more consistent release schedule, and maybe eliminate some of the it's like the amount of parallels, how they continue to increase in the lack of scarcity behind a lot of inserts, and you know, the lack of game used memorabilia. I mean, I think those are like some big things that we think you know, collectively are, you know, more a black eye on the football card hobby that we would like to see fixed.
Let's go to this one, Andy. I'm going to let you take this one. Scott says, if I were going to buy a box of cards, which one should I buy? Been thinking contenders, but not sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think it first and foremost comes down to your budget. I would contemplate your budget and then think about, like, what players are you trying to get out of this box? I contenders is good, Carter, but at the same time, the hit rate in contenders retail, like the blasters, the fat packs, the cello packs, the mega boxes on the rookie ticket autos, is actually pretty low. You're not even guaranteed to pull a rookie ticket auto out of one of those boxes. You really have to go for the hobby box. So, like, if my budget was like $50, I may try and look for maybe like a 2021 Optic, you know, or a 20, even like a 2021 Donruss or 2022 Donruss. So I get some more like the rated rookies that is so iconic that I have a higher chance of pulling stuff that I know is going to hold some decent value long term.
Yeah, I know, Scott, that was a very vague way of answering your question, but it's just true. Like, boxes of cards can be big money pits if you don't pull anything. It's just that simple. And we painfully pulled a box of nothing on here a few weeks ago. So that's part of it. But it also depends, Scott, are you doing this for yourself? Or are you doing this with a kid, right? Kids love opening boxes. It's just the bottom line. It's the surprise of it. And look, adults like doing it too. They like joining breaks and all of that. But we are big proponents here on the quest of buying singles, right? Being patient, buying singles. It goes a freaking long way because look, if you buy singles, you're going to get the card that you want. It's the famous Family Guy meme, Andy. It's either this one boat or this mystery box. I know I butchered the bit, but that's basically what buying boxes actually are. So there you go.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now, box values, as Hector points out, it can vary. It very well could. So there you go. But honestly, once again, I'm a Topps fan. So my favorite thing is Bowman Chrome because I like college uniform cards. But that's not where you're going to get the biggest ROI. That's just my personal favorite. So there you go. But yeah, I'm a singles kind of guy. Diamond T Sports Card, good to see you. Hello again. Happy Tuesday, fellow cardboard junkies. Thank you for your show, and thank you.
And you know, another thing you could do, Scott said here he invested $12,000 into singles, so he's kind of wanted to switch it up.
Oh.
You know, instead of spending $7,500, for example, on a box of Flawless that's getting ready to come out for 2022 draft class, I was actually looking at that before the stream. This is getting ready to come out here at the beginning of June. Get into a box break. Get into a box break for maybe a couple $100 and see what you get. That kind of gives you that experience of buying in, having a chance of pulling something unknown. Also, all the cards, like it's like a $7,500 for a box of eight cards, I think it is. Yeah, six. It's 10 cards. Yeah, 10 cards per pack. One pack per box. It's $7,500 right now on pre-order. You get into a box break. You know, different people run them different ways. There's definitely you hop in our Discord and ask some of the guys about the company, the breakers that they use, because you definitely do want to be selective on the breaker that you use. You just don't want to pick any breaker that could be very bad, right? We've seen the countless number of videos with breakers. You know, scamming, pulling the best card off the screen and stashing it wherever and not actually sending it to the players. So find a reputable breaker like Jay Jets card. We've had him on the channel before.
Yeah.
Great breaker right there. That guy has pulled some really nice stuff. But, you know, buy into a break. Buy into a break for a fraction of the cost. You don't have the full $7,500 investment, a few hundred dollars. See what you get. Get that experience of ripping in, you know, somebody ripping into a box for you, and that unknown, that gamble of maybe pulling a really nice card and see how that goes, or get into, you know, get into something like Optic Contenders that's getting ready to come out for a few hundred dollars. And it's just because those are like Optic Contenders is a hobby only product. It also has a much higher hit rate on the hobby box of pulling, of getting some rookie ticket autos. And they're going to be a little bit higher quality too. It's going to be, they're going to come in a little bit better condition right out of the pack, Carter.
Yeah. And look, I was into breaks. I just don't do them as much anymore because I'm just such a singles focused guy. But look, if Steven, who says he has 12K, obviously you have a bigger bankroll than most people getting into this. One thing I would also do, Scott, as far as your bankroll being that much, look at your cards that you currently have and ask yourself, which ones do I truly believe in and which ones do I not? And that way your cards don't become stale. Your collection doesn't become stale. And that way you're moving cards into products that you might actually enjoy. So let me ask you a question, Andy. This just came up with a big collector and big supporter of this channel, but also what I do personally. He's got the opportunity to buy a Black Prism one of one of a defensive player, a guy that's not big, all right? Xavier McKinney, right? But he's got a huge collection of rare Peyton Manning inserts, some Randy Moss inserts. I want to ask you this question, Andy. Would you move those more solid Hall of Fame kind of guys to get into a Black Prism one of one, the grail card of your favorite player? The offer is currently at $1,500. He can buy this one of one of his favorite player, or he can move some of his other rare inserts. What would you do in that scenario?
What set is the one of one from again?
The Black Prism 101. The
From Prism. Wow. Yeah, I would have to do it if these Hall of Fame guys aren't my favorite players. Yeah, right. I would have to do it because I think right now is actually a solid market, all things considered. It's a solid market for Hall of Fame players just because of the time of offseason that we're in. They're just a lot more relevant because we don't have these performance events, these hype events, you know, for actual football on TV. So a lot of like what they're airing right now in NFL and ESPN are these 30 for 30s or the, you know, the classics where they're going back and look at the best players of all time. So they become a little bit more relevant during this time of the year. And I mean, if you're not dead set, like those guys aren't your super collecting, you got to go for that one of one. Cause we talked about that one of one is 80%, maybe 90% of a rainbow. Yeah. And it is so hard to get. And Prism being the, you know, the quote unquote, like king retail set, the mainstream set. I still look at like the graded sold data almost every day. And Prism is right there. It's Prism and Donruss and Optic. You know, those are the most sold graded cards every single day. So yeah, man, I'd have to do it. I'd have to go for it.
Oh, so a lot of people disagree here. Hector says, if you don't like money, you would, LOL. Andrew Perry says that would be a no. Look at Perry in this thing. What's up, Perry Collectibles? Always holding it down. So let me know what you guys would do. Now, what's funny is my buddy Zach, I just made that up. He's actually doing this with a basketball player, but I wanted to use football like a hypothetical just to make it a little bit more relatable. Andy, I would do it too if my favorite player was this random defensive guy or this random backup point guard, but it's probably not the best move if you're moving rare stuff because my buddy Zach has some super rare Jordan inserts. And I was telling him, I was like, hey, you can move one of those to get this Black Prism one of one. It's probably not the smart move because it is Jordan, but I don't know. I think I would do it if I had the opportunity to get the Tyrann Mathieu Black Prism one of one a trade.
Are we saying that the young active player that we're trading to get the one of one for is not like a a hyped up relevant player?
No, he is a backup guard, right?
I may have not listened to that detail. Wait, can I still back out of this deal?
Yeah, you can. You can.
I thought we were talking like Jamar Chase or something.
No. Because you're probably thinking an LSU guy. No, if it's Jamar Chase, obviously you would do it. But
or at least Chris Godwin or something, you know.
So let me ask this question for the chat. All right. How many Prism Black Finite one of ones do you have in your collection right now? Andy, how many do you have?
Zero.
You have zero? Really? You have zero. Interesting. Well, look, speak of the devil. So we have someone already commenting here. Look at Hector. Look at Hector sitting on a gold mine, baby. Ooh.
He controls that rainbow. Yeah, DeAndre Swift, especially with the landing spot now in the Philadelphia Eagles. His price is immediately shot up, and now his hype is going to continue to appreciate. And he's that kind of guy that if you're not – he's not your super PC guy, I would 100% advocate selling him heading into the season. Because when has he stayed healthy an entire season? You know, how much is he going to split with Rashad Penny? It's like how long are they going to stay healthy? Neither one of those guys are a Bill L.
So as you know, I got the full Tyrann Mathieu insert rainbow, and I do have one Black Finite, and they are just so incredible from 2013. I actually do have this one. I have the whole rainbow listed for a high amount. So if you're gonna come get it, you're gonna have to bring it, right? So if somebody wants it, hey, I have it listed so high that I don't think anybody would want it, but if you want it, come get it. And that's a good idea there, because look, there might be some DeAndre Swift collector. Heck, maybe DeAndre Swift gets bored and says, look, I want to collect all my rookie Prism cards. He'd have to go through Hector. And Hector could set his price, Andy. He could set it.
That's the thing, man. You control that big of a portion of a collection. I mean, that would be the absolute cornerstone of a collection. And you can see a lot of the guys in the chat don't have any. I'm sure they would all love to have one. But the thing is, look, a Shaquem Griffin is $90, and that's from Obsidian. That's not from Prism.
I thought more people would have at least one, but that's how rare they are, right? Trust me, we're all diehard collectors here, or people trying to collect. That is pretty crazy that so few people actually have them. I'll let you know how unbelievably rare these black one-of-ones can be. So it's very, very interesting. Hector said he traded sealed retail boxes. Derek says he's looking for the one-of-one Braylon Allen auto. Okay, so there you go. Let's go to Travis, Andy, up here on the sealed wax thing. I think this is a very interesting comment right here. He said, I bought four 2017 Optic Blasters this weekend and completely struck out. He got no Mahomes, no Watson, no Cooper Kupp or anything, right?
My question is, where did you buy them from? I'm curious because, I mean, there are a lot of unethical repackers that sell stuff on eBay. These guys are savvy. I have seen it firsthand because I've been on the victim end of buying a box that looked brand new, but clearly cards were taken out of it. And that was back when I first got into the hobby. I'm just curious where you bought them from, because there's obviously, you know, we're generating a list and it's continuously growing of eBay sellers to avoid. We have that whole channel in our Discord over through patreon.com/footballcards. But yeah, man, that really sucks, because that would be, you know, that's a So those are big cards, man. Well, the Mahomes card itself is going to be like a $300 card if you pull that raw. You know, $1,000 graded. It's got a low PSA 10 rate too. So,
Andy, I want to cry. I do. This one hurts. I don't even know if I want to continue the show. That makes me. I don't know, Andy. I don't know if I can get that. This hurts me, and I don't even know Travis. God, what?
Yeah, like they don't even have any for sale on blowout cards. They do have hobby boxes. The hobby box is $2,000, so you can buy a hobby box on blowoutcards.com from 2017 Optic. It is this is actually Contenders Optic, so you would be trying to pull a rookie ticket auto.
But
$2,000, only three left. I mean, it's obviously a popular product. You pull a Mahomes out of here, you're paying this thing off easy. But that's unfortunate because 2017 Optic, if you compare the graded numbers between base Donruss and Optic from 2017, the Optic is actually more prevalent.
Okay, so Travis clarifies. He said he actually traded a Herbert Optic Preview PSA 10, Watson Rated Rookie PSA 10, and a handful of others. So he traded these cards to get the four boxes. Either way.
Oh. These have been left sealed since before Mahomes won his first Super Bowl, and he decided to rip them. Oh no! Oh man, dude, those sealed are worth so much money.
I'm never ripping that. Never, never in a million years. What do they go for, Andy? Dang, they go for a lot. Those that are listening, $275 a pop.
2017 Optic Blaster boxes?
Yeah, about $275 a pop. Or like $500 for a lot of two. Dang, I see some here.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
That sold for $400. Buy it now. Holy crap.
So this is the thing. It's like playing roulette. Here's a stack of two sold for $500. It's just so risky buying it off of eBay like this. I know, like, I was on the victim of a blaster box that had been the shrink wrap like that had been put back on the box, and it looked brand new. But when I got the box open and the pack out of it, there were clearly cards missing out of the pack. Like someone had clearly pillaged through it. And this was at a Walmart. And it was unparalleled. I think it was like, I didn't know what I was doing. I bought a box, but at the time, you know, it was hobby was getting super hot. So even that there was a way people were pillaging it, shrink wrapping it back up, being very diligent and putting it back to the store at that time. And I got scammed, but.
And it's hard to get a return on that because that is the most he said, she said kind of thing. Right. I just would never buy sealed wax. I just, and unless I feel so comfortable with the seller.
Just go to eBay and buy yourself a Donruss Patrick Mahomes raw for $150. And, you know, you could get that graded if you want. It's pretty easy with the way that Donruss does their little logo at the bottom right to tell if that is authentic because it's got like a little elevated chrome text that you want to look for. you compare that to a graded card to make sure it looks identical. You know, it's not like a reprinted card or anything. And then you can get that grade. You can see, I mean, that card will right now sell for $1,200 in a PSA 10 because there's only a 15% hit rate of getting a PSA 10. Very hard to get a PSA 10. It's most likely you're going to get a 9 on that card. You see a 60% grade hit on a 9, only 15.5% on the 10.
Man, I don't know. I don't think I would ever buy a sealed box off the internet. I don't think I would. I don't know if I'd ever just buy sealed anything anymore. So I mean the prices of the boxes are even high at retail. Like I just could not justify buying a Prism box for a $41 total price total from Walmart. I just couldn't when a few years ago they were 20, 25, 30 bucks. It's so steep, especially when you know the singles market as well as you do, Andy. So, as Derek points up, sealed G.I. Joe cards. And that's the most famous sealed incident ever with Logan Paul and the $3 million Pokemon case. So, yeah, it's abso-freaking-lutely crazy. Now, as far as the 2017 rookie class, it is going to be interesting, Andy. Big year for Deshaun going into next year. I don't know. I don't know how I would feel at this point buying him or even Mahomes right now.
Yeah, Mahomes is it's hard. Obviously, he's number one on my hype index list. He's going to be the easiest guy to move in and out of. I mean, but probably it's going to be hard to make money. Like, it's going to be a break-even move. Like, if you're buying a base Donruss Raw for $150, sure, you'll be able to resell it for $150. Maybe you get $175 out of it. But for it to go up more than that is just insane because you just compare him to anybody else. He's not, you know, he's not even close. I mean, he's just, it's wild, man. I mean, Deshaun Watson's PSA 10 is just a fraction. I mean, there's $43 right now, $50. And that's the gap or the disparity there between the two of them. It's pretty wild. So yeah, you know, he's safe, but you can't make money. And then Deshaun Watson has, obviously he's got to overcome a lot of issue. I think if his performance, if it's good enough and he leads the Browns to wins right out of the gate, they get on that, that heater right out of the gate. He can, you know, he can kind of like coerce a lot of people to forget about the things that he's done and the scandals he's been involved in, because there are a lot worse scandals out there. I'll just be, you know, be real. Like, there's worse scandals. I'm not condoning what he did or anything like that, or even if he's guilty or not, but I'm just saying that, just like Tiger Woods, for example, he can overcome the type of scandal that he's involved in by going out and winning and, you know, kind of helping people forget about that.
Yeah.
And then his values would go up.
Yeah. And it's, I would stay away from Deshaun, not only because of that stuff, but because he's in a division with Joe freaking Burrow and Lamar Jackson. And look, the Hall of Fame coach is the other guy, Mike Tomlin, right? The Steelers have a good roster and they had a good draft. I'm just staying away from Deshaun. I really, really, really am. Even though obviously 2017 Prism, the silver, you guys know that story, right? I'm just staying away. I just think, you know, history won't be kind to him. Obviously, he's one of the best college quarterbacks of all time. And, you know, like you said, Andy, we can get into the morality debate. That's part of it, right? People want to collect people that they like. And I think a lot of people just don't like Deshaun Watson anymore. He was my favorite college quarterback I ever watched. Him and Lamar Jackson before Joe Burrow came around, right? So, you know, remove my heavy LSU bias. I mean, Deshaun Watson versus Lamar Jackson. Go back and look at those Louisville-Clemson games. It was insane. Like, I've never seen anything like those two guys. They were revolutionary, right? But yeah, you know, he'll be remembered more for his college career than his NFL career. I'm staying away. Now, you know, one thing I will say about 2017 sealed wax, I know it's kind of weird. We should be talking about 2023 and 2022 sealed wax. We are big proponents of one day other positions catching up to quarterbacks. The one thing about the 2017 draft class as a whole, Andy, this is one of the greatest NFL draft classes ever, right? If you look at second round picks, look at third round picks, look at fourth round picks, it's Cooper Kupp, Alvin Kamara, George Kittle. There's so many like Hall of Fame guys or borderline Hall of Fame guys after even a first round that was also freaking loaded. So I would guess a 2017 sealed box from somebody reputable, like what Hector's been saying, would be pretty cool just to store away.
Yeah, man, that is going to be equivalent to 2020, but it's got even more scarcity. It's got a lower number of parallels, and it's just got a lower print run. So you got to think those boxes are only going to continue to appreciate in value as Patrick Mahomes has got at least, you know, just to name one as a quarterback, he's got at least another, you know, dozen years left in his career. And, yeah, you know, there's the Mitch Trubisky truthers out there that are never going to quit.
One thing, let's bring up Derek, one of the biggest supporters of the QuestCast and me at Power Hour LSU and Power Hour SEC. Wide receivers, the closest thing we have to quarterbacks, running backs, and tight ends aren't even close, right? I love how he grouped the fantasy relevant players here. I totally agree with this, right? Wide receivers are closer to quarterbacks when it comes to this hobby. It's quarterbacks, tier break, wide receiver now, Andy, kind of sort of tier break. Then we get to running backs. I could one day potentially see like it go quarterback, wide receiver, superstar at their position. So Micah Parsons, Derek Watt, and then running backs as a whole. Could you see that as well?
Yes, 100%. Because I think there's players at every position that they're anomalies, they're enigmas. You know, they stand out, man, and they actually will drive equivalent prices of a lot of quarterbacks and wide receivers. I think that when you look at the NFL and you know, you look at the kind of like the hype, most hype moments, a lot of them are driven by wide receivers. They have these big 4 or 5 touchdown games. You know, that's the reason why a lot of best ball drafters on Underdog Fantasy are going zero RB. They're going the wide receiver heavy drafts. There's a reason why Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase are pretty much unanimously taken number one and number two overall in these drafts before the Christian McCaffreys, you know, and then there's again a drop before Austin Eckler goes at the end of the first round. Even, you know, Bijan's getting hyped up in certain situations, but there's going to be a ton of expectations there, and the running backs just aren't they're not given the opportunity like they used to back in the 80s and 90s and even early 2000s. So I could see it. I can totally see it. But again, Carter, the storyline is so important when you factor everything in, from the team to the age of the player, the draft capital, where they went to college, you know, how good they are, and the opportunity, the workload, everything factored in. There are, you know, players at every positional category that will kind of step out, you know.
And you're always going to have weirdos like me that are super collectors of a Tyrann Mathieu, if you will, right? Guys that aren't the upper tier defensive players, but I just like them. So I love it. Now, Andy, as far as what you've seen up to this point with 2022 product being released, I see a lot of rare Sam Howell rookie ticket autos being moved. We've seen last year's Prism products be sold at a pretty high volume. I saw a lot moving at the Dallas Card Show just online. How do you feel about the movement, the prices, and the overall product releases up to this point?
Yeah, I think the product releases are good. You know, if I had a lot more 2022 Donruss stuff, I'd be really either trying at this point saying, okay, I've got Brock Purdy, I've got Kenny Pickett, you know, I've got Olave, I've got Garrett Wilson, Sauce, these guys, and they look great. The base Donruss has, we know, typically has a high gem rate, especially on this ultra modern stuff. I'm going to submit it to PSA. If I'm not going to do that, well, Optic is getting ready to come out in just a week, and it's going to totally steal limelight. So you could flip those now and then basically buy back in if you wanted to. You could flip those now before Optic comes out. And then when Optic kind of takes over the marketplace for a while, you could then buy back into the base Donruss, knowing that they do hold decent long-term value, especially in good condition because of that rated rookie logo. Like, look at the Mahomes as a prime example. It has a much lower PSA 10 rate. The PSA 10 is more rare than the Optic. So therefore, it's got actually a higher resale value in some situations, believe it or not. And then, you know, so we see that with Trevor Lawrence. Look at Trevor Lawrence's base Donruss versus his Optic and Prism, where those have super low gem rates. His Optic has a very healthy, good gem rate, PSA 10 rate. So there's an opportunity there for people to buy raw and flip. So you could play both sides of that coin, and you can attack it from multiple angles if you want.
One thing that's interesting, I see Chad, which backup quarterbacks have you been buying? And I want to ask you that. Are there any backup quarterbacks that have caught the glimmer of your pupils?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a few like premium backup quarterbacks. You could look at the guy that was drafted to the Cleveland Browns, Dorian Thompson. I forget how it's like a hyphenated last name. You could look at DTR. Him. Mike, I think Mike White is probably the number one backup to buy. You could also make if you want to gamble, you could make a bet on Kyle Trask too. I'm just saying there's 99.9% chance that Baker Mayfield starts the season. And, you know, with Todd Bowles, and now you bring in Dave Canales, who's the former quarterback coach in the Seattle Seahawks, who's been somewhat credited for the resurrection of Geno Smith's career. And if he comes into Tampa thinking that he's going to resurrect Baker Mayfield's career, he's definitely starting because Todd Bowles, Jason Light are on the hot seat of losing their jobs at this point. I could see them benching Baker Mayfield if he plays bad and them giving Kyle Trask a start. And I'm not even going to wait for him to play out. If I wasn't like a super PC collector of him, I'd flip him on that news. That news releases, Mike White starts. I don't need to wait and see him play out with Tyreek Hill or Jalen Waddle, Devin Achane. I just go ahead and flip the guy. Flip the guy on that news. Flip Kyle Trask on that news, and you can do that. There's a few situations, but those are Taylor Heineke in Atlanta maybe is another one. But those are a few situations that come to mind right there.
Marcus Mariota is someone that I find very interesting, right? Especially if let's just say the Eagles are in the same spot. Let's just say the same script plays out, because we all know the NFL script is written out before the season. but let's say Jalen Hurts gets hurt, and let's just say Marcus Mariota starts Nick Foling out there. Look, he's got the weapons to do it. And unlike Gardner, you could still do some of the dual threat stuff with Mariota. So very interesting. Before we get to our hobby tip of the week, let's take one final question here from Woodband, holding it down in Nashville. Okay. I've seen a notable increase in sales since 2 weeks ago till now. Seems like it's heating up. Okay. So Woodband holding it down in honky tonk country, the Chattahoochee, Alan Jackson. That's some deep cut country for you right there, Andy. Have you seen the same thing? Have you seen an increase in sales over the past couple of weeks?
Well, you know, it's a good question. We actually can look right in our app. Anecdotally speaking, yeah, it's been just as healthy. I think even a little bit more so. My theory is that because of fantasy football season more or less heating up, right? The OTAs are gone. Now you got the rookie premier event. The draft hype has cooled off. But for diehard football fans, most of those guys play fantasy football, and there's probably a good percentage of those guys that are now in the hobby as well, like parlaying that knowledge. And so, yeah, I mean, I have seen it stay healthy. Here, I've got the app pulled up. I don't like week over week in terms of graded card volume. It's healthy, right? Like just good looking at buy it now volume, but it's not like there's a little bit of there's an increase there week over week in Joe Burrow up to 267 graded cards sold in the last week. You look at guys like Justin Jefferson, Patrick Mahomes, Trey Lance, 53% increase week over week. Why is that? Probably because, you know, they're continuously releasing interviews from the coaching staff in San Fran saying, what are you guys talking about, Sam Darnold starting? You know how much we got invested in Trey Lance? So they'd like, I don't know if it's a smokescreen or what, but there's definitely some hype there. Plus, his prices are very favorable right now, so there's still people buying into that youth and draft capital unknown, the FOMO of Trey Lance. Then basically what you could take away from this, Carter, is look at the elite of the elite, the top guys in the league have seen a sales volume increase in the past week specifically just by looking at this data right here.
Aiden O'Connell is the Vegas third stringer. He's got the mustache only look going on, so he's got a little Minshew to him. He also looks like a plumber. Like, he doesn't look like an NFL quarterback. So Aiden O'Connell can spin it. Derek says, keep an eye out on Clayton Toon in Arizona. I like Clayton Toon. I do. I think he could be a Purdy-ish kind of backup in Arizona. Now, they don't have the supporting cast. And D-Hop obviously is looking to make a move soon, but I could see it. I really, really can. So I like me some Clayton too. Now we get to hobby tip of the week. Andy, I'll let you go first.
I know what I want. You want to go first? Because I just realized what mine was. So we had this really interesting situation here with James in our Discord, a patron member. He might be out there in the chat, but I'm gonna open this card up and share this picture. So he bought a card. He sniped a Devonta Smith 1/1 pen pals on card auto from eBay for $89. Like, great snipe. He follows the process. This guy is a stud on the quest. And so he bought this card, received it. He to himself, clearly authentic on card. This red ink is 1/1, so this is an incredibly rare. It's a 1/1 from Pen Pals. It's their print run is determined the ink. So he sells it for $325 on eBay just a week ago. It's now eBay authenticity guarantee. So he sends it to the authenticity guarantor, which is I think typically PSA or CSG, and they say it's not authentic. They come back and their comments on it are very vague. Their comments on it are, let me go back and pull up what they actually said. Let me see where I go. Okay.
So bizarre.
This is wild because he knows it's authentic. The card failed authenticity checks with the authenticator noting raw card is inked, recolored, or altered. Apparently, they followed through with a request for more information, but those are the only notes provided for this transaction. So this is a conversation that James is having with eBay. And the eBay person said, I also asked if there was something you can do to relist the card successfully. The suggestion that eBay received is that you can check the card when you receive it back. Authenticator note suggests they noticed someone has used a Sharpie or something else to touch up the card, possibly around the edges. You can relist, and if you see that, mention it in the listing. So this is just wild because it's like James said he doesn't see any Sharpie around the edges on this card. He's like, what do I do? So my thought was, why don't you submit this to SGC, another very reputable grading company, and see what they come back with. If it comes back authentic from them and graded, now it's like, what type of recourse do you have with this transaction? I'm hoping this transaction doesn't give him negative feedback.
I've known James for a little bit. I mean, I don't know personally, but I've seen him. He's very active in the chat. I don't know. I really don't know what to say. Like, I know that the image is kind of blurry, and there's nothing more you can really do with the image. But are they saying – I pulled up the explanation just for clarity. Are they saying that the autograph was recolored? Is that what they're saying here? Or what exactly are
that's
they –
That's what I'm wondering. So and that's what James is like. Can you get additional information? Because this comment from the authenticator is pretty vague. Like, what if Devonta Smith wanted to go back over the D in his name, you know, or his last name? Like, yeah. I mean, he actually – if you look at – the rookie premier event, the way they sign cards, there's a good chance that he could have gone back over a letter or something like that. There's also a good chance the pen that he was holding could have touched another part of the card. I don't see it in this picture. But I don't see like how a Sharpie on the edge of how does that alter the authenticity of the card? You know, it just doesn't, that doesn't, it's not adding up the reason they gave him for why it's not authentic.
And just for clarification, he bought this card, correct?
He bought this card on eBay for $89 months ago and like last year. And he's held it since then. He's recently sold it. So when he bought it at $89, it didn't have to go through authenticity guarantee. He gets it. He holds it for a while. He sells it, now sells it for $325. Great flip. Wow. But you know, now it's authenticity guarantee and it goes and it comes back that they're saying not authentic with like a really lame reason, you know.
That hurts. That really hurts. It's the second most painful thing I've heard in a live stream. We have had some brutal things happen to our members. And you know, this is always, you know, the case with like raw stuff. You know, there's always just so much protection in the flip game if it is a graded card, right? But yeah, I mean, okay, here's a clearer image of it.
Yeah, he's got it relisted.
So he's got it. So if he relisted, does he have to go through authentication again or what? Man, I don't know.
No, he lowered the price on it. So I'm guessing he doesn't have to. No, I guess it's not having to go through authentication this time.
Well, that's just so strange. All of this is so strange to me. So James, if you're listening, I hope this gets sorted out for you. I also just don't think anybody is trying to. And look, Devonta Smith is someone I've banged the table for, Andy, as you know, before his strong end of the season. He was my play of the week for two different episodes last year. As great as he is, I don't think anyone's trying to run a ring forging and touching up Devonta Smith cards. You would understand this a little bit more if this was Herbert or someone bigger, but it's this is very strange. Very, very, very
yeah, strange. No, I know James for years now. He's one of the OGs on the channel. It's just unfortunate. It's very strange. I'm curious to see what his outcome. I think he is going to submit it to SGC and get it graded and see what they come back. I mean, it's not in perfect condition. It's not going to come back at 10. You see a little white, you know, on the corner. These pen pals are a little bit thinner paper, but I'm wondering if it was just strictly having to do with the red pen that he used to sign this. It is really interesting, but I don't know what my hobby tip out of this per se was, other than to submit it for grading with a different grading company other than PSA or CSG. If it comes back from eBay authenticity guarantee as non-authentic, and you feel very strongly that it is.
Yeah, just send it to SGC and see what comes of it. My hobby tip of the week, pretty straightforward, because we went a little long there, because I'm very fascinated by this, is go to shows. Go to shows. That's what the hobby is all about. It is a completely different thing than, you know, buying and selling online, right? If you go to a show and you make a purchase, whether it's good or bad, at least you were there in the flesh, right? At least you were there to see it. At least you could see it, walk around, and then make a decision on a card. It may not be there when the time you come around. I'm telling you, if you've never been to a show, it is the place to go if you really, really do love the hobby. The Nashville is a different beast in and of itself. We are both going. We hope you guys go as well. But still, it is where all really the fun in the hobby actually happens, right? Because you make contacts. You never know. You might get a new job. I saw someone get a new opportunity at a show where I was set up at not too long ago. So it's where all the fun actually happens. Now, Andy, we get to play of the week. I'll go first, and my play is Jarrett Stidham, right? All he did last year, Andy, in the game versus the 49ers, okay, elite defense, by the way, was he lit them up. Now he goes from Vegas to one of the best play callers in the history of this sport, backing up a quarterback who did not look good at all in Russell Wilson. Now, Russell Wilson's going to be given a long leash this year because of the draft capital that they have spent to get him and the money they have spent to get him. But Jarrett Stidham is in position to take over and potentially light it up. And when we were doing the backup quarterback things a little bit earlier, a few of you have mentioned Jarrett Stidham. So once again, his card's going to be a little bit more rare because of his draft year. I think, what is that, 2018? I think Stidham was 2018 2019, of course, with Kyler Murray. So be on the lookout for Jarrett Stidham. Might be worth it. Now, there were a lot of people burned because, you know, he's in a Pats uniform and people have spent high on Jarrett Stidham before, but might be a fun little stash when he actually takes over, potentially takes over the QB1 in Denver.
Yeah, his cards are so cheap, Carter. PSA 10 Prism is on average just a $20 card. So, great. You know, honestly, yeah, I'd rather buy into Stidham right now for 2023 chance that, hey, maybe Sean Payton gets so fed up with Russell Wilson, he benches him. That's maybe a narrative that could happen, or something happens to Russ, injury, and Stidham gets a start. That could happen. It's just really, really cheap. You're right, man. I was impressed with how he hung in there for the Raiders down the stretch last year. So, all right, Andy. My play is actually 2022 because I was going and comparing the prices of these guys between Bijan Robinson and Jahmyr Gibbs. And Bijan Robinson's Bowman U autograph card first, that's a $100 card. Jahmyr Gibbs, that's a $20 card. There's a massive difference between the rookie autograph values of Bijan Robinson and Jahmyr Gibbs, and he only went four picks behind him. And I like the landing spot, right? The draft capital, the age, the speed, 99th percentile speed, a 4.36. He's also going very high in dynasty drafts and stuff. So, I mean, I've seen people reaching on Gibbs in fantasy land, but yet his card values have not really caught up or not even really close to what I think they could be. And, of course, there are a couple new sets coming out in the middle to end of June. But even these Bowman Chrome autograph cards at $20 – are an easy double up for me heading into September. So at $20, I will buy a Jahmyr Gibbs Bowman Chrome University autograph, or even some of these Bowman best serial number autograph cards, or even some of these Leaf rare serial number autograph cards for $20, $25 of Jahmyr Gibbs and flip him heading into the season. To me, he's just going to be a hype reel in mini camps and preseason training camp and preseason. It's just going to be a hype machine, man. And so I think he's a great play to flip heading into the preseason, just looking at his values compared to Bijan's.
Let's go to Brandon's comment. We'll take a few more at the end. Don't forget, feel free to super chat a question if you want it for sure to be answered by the end of today's live. Andy's gotten a few super chats recently. Cool stuff. Let's go to Brandon Crosser. Setting up for my first show soon. We'll let you know the hot, cold guys from Kansas City. Well, there you go, Brandon. Congratulations, your first show. Enjoy it, man. My only tip for you is make sure you have cash, right? Because you don't want to be there trying to sell a card for $50 and someone walks up and says, I got cash, I'm ready to pay for it now, and they only have $100, right? Make sure you have $50 cash to give that person their correct change back. If you're setting up, make sure you have that. Make sure you have a PayPal or Venmo option if that person doesn't have any cash as well. Best of luck. Do what you got to do, Brandon.
Yeah, good luck, Brandon. Let us know, man. I'd love to find out this information.
We've got some Jake Hayner loving here from New Orleans. The issue with Jake Hayner, Andy, you've heard me say this before, but I always cheer for short quarterbacks because I myself am short. Okay. The issue is, let's say Derek Carr does go down, Jameis Winston is still there. So Jake Hayner is going to have to do something in preseason, but the good thing is he'll remain cheap. So go on ahead and get your Jake Hayners. Let's see here. Family Burliner with a very good question here. Best resource for card show date locations.
That's a good question, Carter. There's an Instagram account that is dedicated to this. I don't remember what the name, man. I wish I remember what the name of this was. I think if you go to, let's see, card show.
Here's one right here. Sports Collector Digest. Post right there. So there you go. I posted one that I've used before. And the link is in there. Let's
see. Cool.
And this one's actually, it goes state by state and all that good stuff. One thing I would say about that, though, no matter the website, Andy, do a double verification, right? Because shows get canceled all the time. So what I would do is, if you do get a big list, make sure you then take the contact information from there, email or call whoever's running the show to say, hey, is the show still happening? And then from there, you can ask how many tables you're going to have. And that way you can know if it's worth your time, because some people drive an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours to go to a show. And there's plenty of ways you could verify it. Look at the Facebook pages and all that stuff. So take water, comfortable shoes, and deodorant. I like it. Andy, are there any questions here you want to get to before we head out?
No, catch me in the Discord. It's been a great show, Carter. Loved today's episode. It's been a lot of fun. But that's all I got, man. Right now,
we gotta get back to work, baby. You're that work call.
Yeah.
See you next week, y'all.
Peace. Peace. Ba-da, ba-da. Peace.